huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Hi, it's Rob Moore here. I wanted to do a content piece for you on how to hack virality, how to go viral more frequently without having 10 million followers on one channel, or without being a massive influencer already. So I've got some strategies and tactics for you on going more viral, more frequently on more channels. I don't have a million followers on any one channel. I do have millions of followers, more than a million followers, when you add my channels together, but I'm not an internet viral sensation, but I have managed to find some strategies and tactics and hacks and practical ways that you can go viral more frequently as an ordinary person without getting naked. All right, here we go. Let's do this. I want to say hello to all my friends. Love you all. Number one is you've got to evoke emotion. If you're pissed off, rant about it. If you're frustrated and angry and upset, share it on social media. If content evokes an emotion in you, or something does, you want to share that emotion on social media. It could be passion and joy and enthusiasm and humor. It could be anger and frustration and a feeling of something being really wrong. But if you can transmute that energy from you out to your audience, you will go more viral. I had a video that got up to nearly 900,000 views in about 3 days because I was fucking pissed about the pandemic and all the shit that it was causing. And I just went off and the video went off. We had to shut it down in the end. We had so many comments, and I had a bit of a pop at the government, and we were just getting a £12 million loan for a property project, which was backed by the government. So my business partner was like, you need to fucking turn this video off because it's going wild. If you piss people off and they go in the comments and they're pissed off, that's evoking an emotion. All right, number two point then on hacking virality, you've got to create debate. You've got to, in England, we say Marmite. You know, you either love or hate Marmite. So you've got to create debate. You've got to create some argument. You've got to polarize. You know, you've got to stand for something. You've got to stand against something and not be vanilla with your content. You've got to be a bit more bold, a bit more brave. What's really pissing you off? What do you really strongly believe in? What will you not stand for? What is right? What is wrong? How do you want to change the world? You know, what stand do you want to stand for? This will make your content go a lot more viral. I'm telling ya. All right, number three then is you do a collaboration or an interview with someone who is already a viral sensation. So David Icke and Jordan Peterson and David Goggins, they are YouTube gold. They're pretty much everything they do on YouTube is viral, certainly in the business and entrepreneurship space that I'm in. And so I interview them and I get millions of views across them two. I've probably had 25, 30 million views. David Goggins even posted some of my content yesterday, had 500,000 views in a day, keeps reposting it because he repurposes it. So if you're not doing joint ventures, collaborations, interviews, and finding people who've got reach and tapping into their reach and leveraging their audience, then you're missing out on virality. The reality of virality. Number four, then, you should ask for shares. So here's a funny, interesting statistic that you might not know about. I get 400% more shares when I ask for shares. And I say, I'm not asking for shares. I don't have to ask for shares. Don't they know who I am? I'm Rob fucking Moore. Rob F. Moore. What does the F stand for? Fucking. I'm Rob Moore. I don't have to ask for shares. Oh, why would I ask for shares? People think I'm really lame and weak. No, I freaking ask for shares now. If you listen to my work, you better freaking share it. If you don't, I know where you live and I'm going to come and I'm going to slap you. You're consuming all this content for free. I'm having to eat food for the energy to give you this content. The least you can do is share my content. Come on, I'm trying to change the world. Can't do it on my own. I need you, mother trucker. Hit the share button. So anyway, yeah, don't mind asking for a little share there. Thanks. Yeah, 400% more shares just for asking for it. Man, imagine how many times I'd have got laid at school if I asked for it. 400% more, which would have been four times. Woo! All right, next then on going viral is leverage trends. So what's newsjacking? What's in the media? What are the hashtag trends? So we search for trends on Twitter, trends on YouTube, and trends on TikTok. And we look at the news every day in the morning and we work out what can we comment and content create on. So, you know, I like to create content based on what everyone's talking about already, what everyone's got emotion around already, maybe pissed off, maybe polarized, maybe debating. So anything in your niche that you could link to stuff in the mainstream media that's trending, and, you know, people do it with TikTok and songs, and they take trending songs and they put the songs on behind their videos. And you can do the same with actual hashtags. So I know hashtag entrepreneur and hashtag small business, for example, that's been a popular trend in my niche on TikTok. And if things are in the media on money, even if it's sort of not really that, I'm quite happily comment on things like Afghanistan, as long as I can make it relevant to my niche. So there was a billionaire who was charging $6,500 for flights out of Afghanistan when, you know, the Taliban were at the peak of their powers in recent times. And that's newsjackable because everyone's talking about Afghanistan. But of course, that's a moral debate, isn't it, on whether you should or shouldn't do that. And I can put some economic content behind that. So I would never just talk about Afghanistan for the sake of it, because I think that that's a bit disrespectful. And, you know, you've got to have some moral boundaries. And also, if you just comment on everything, everyone just thinks, well, yeah, Rob's always just commenting on anything that's in the freaking news. Who is he? They don't know who you are. So stuff that's in the media that you link to your niche, that's called newsjacking. Number six then on hacks to go viral is to drop keyword names into your content. So if you create content for YouTube and you drop in stuff with David Goggins or stuff with Floyd Mayweather or stuff with Jordan Peterson or stuff with Mr. Beast or whoever, and you can, you know, use their keywords in the search, and then you can take those little comments and little sound bites out and put them on TikTok and Instagram Reels and Stories, then that's a potentially good way to go viral. Number six is content repurposing. So I'm live here on Instagram. I'm live here on a Zoom mastermind to my legendary best clients. And I'm also creating a podcast episode. So I am content repurposing live here. And then we'll be able to take each one. So evoking emotion, creating debate, interviewing someone, asking for shares, news jacking and leveraging trends, content repurposing. Each one of those, we can edit down to a little TikTok and a little reel and a little story. So I'm creating content assets while live. And so you want to make sure you're doing the same if you want to go. And how does that hack virality? Well, imagine you normally get, let's say, 10,000 views per piece of content. It's just a random, easy number. Well, if you just do one piece, that's 10,000. But if you can repurpose that 40 times, that's 400,000 for the same piece of content that you did ages ago anyway. That's like having sex once and getting orgasms for the rest of your life. Yeah, baby. So they've already heard the joke on the Zoom, so they're not laughing anymore. But, you know, if you want recurring income orgasms, multiple streams of orgasms, then you create the content once and leverage it forever. All right. So there are six ways to hack virality and go more viral. I hope you found it useful. For those of you who are, well, all of you, not just those of you, all of you, if you go to robmore.com/MMM, so that's my name, Rob Moore, MOORE.com/MMM. I've got loads of free gifts for you because that's how I roll. I'm writing a book at the moment called Increase Your Feeds With Ease. I'll give that to you completely for free. I've got over 200 pieces of content on making money, knowing more about money, economics, finance, interviewing billionaires, etc. Creating recurring income and multiple streams of passive income, making money, scaling a business, all at robmore.com/MMM, as in make more money. I'll also give you a piece of content every week which collates all of the content I've created on Instagram Lives, Facebook Lives, YouTube videos, blogs, podcasts, all the best stuff, all free, no selling. I love selling, but this isn't for selling. This is for sharing. So go to robmore.com/MMM. As in make more money, robmore.com/MMM. Love you. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll see you on the other side. And make sure when you get a chance to hit that share button, you hit that fucking share button. Because I'm watching you and I will find you. Vote with your finger and hit the share button. Cheers, everyone.